Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are in the middle of our week together, beginning the Last Supper discourse, where Jesus begins to wash his apostles' feet. And what a way to start. What a way to begin his journey into what he calls his hour. And we've been talking about that Christ approach his hour from the time he comes on the scene. And we talked about this in so many of our episodes. My favorite passage from Hebrews chapter 1. In olden days, in the past days, God has spoken to us by the prophets. But now, in this hour, when the time had come, there's so many times in the scriptures where it said when the right time had come, when the appointed time had come, God speaks to us through his son. The appointed time is here in the person of Jesus. And we've talked about how Jesus knew his hour. He knew that it was time for him to depart from the world. And everything he did, he was preparing. He was loving those who the Father gave him. And he was preparing to give himself back as an offering to the Father. Jesus, knowing how loved he was by the Father, knowing how secure he was, and who the Father said he was. He knew, this is who my Father says I am. He said it to me at my baptism. And what Jesus does for us, even before we see the washing of the feet, is he gives us a beautiful and amazing example to be secure in our identity. That we are called, just like Jesus, to love those in the world. To follow Jesus' example of giving ourselves as a self-sacrifice, as an offering back to God. Your life was made to be an offering. It's why so many of us feel so unsatisfied and unfulfilled so much. Because we're not giving our lives as an offering. You were made to give yourself away. And the culture wants to say, no, preserve yourself. No, have boundaries, all this kind of stuff. And I'm not saying boundaries are bad, but I think sometimes they're an excuse not to give ourselves away. And Jesus gives an example. He is the perfect offering to the Father. He knew his hour had come, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, knowing who he was, his perfect identity in the Father. He gives himself back to God. And he's saying, come and enter my sacrifice. And the amazing thing, friends, is we get to enter into the self-offering of Jesus. We get to enter into the self-offering of Jesus through the Eucharist. That what happens on that altar is Jesus offering perfect sacrifice to the Father. And so this is such a good practice that every time we go to Mass, we're entering right into that Last Supper discourse and we say, Jesus, put me on the altar with you. I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Take me up in your offering. Take me up in your sacrifice. I want to belong to the Father the way you belong to the Father. And we can only give of ourselves, friends, out of a place of security. And so as we pray here, and as we read this passage, Jesus and the Father are inviting us into a deeper place of security, that we can serve from security, that we can love from security, that we can be humble from that place of security. We can do God's mission for us. We can live in the hour of Jesus in that place of security. So if you'll join me in prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we come before you. We come before you and we are just so struck by who you are, by what you've done for us, not just in your passion, but you're humble for us. You're meek. You wash our feet. You wash the feet of those who betrayed you. And you give us this beautiful example of finding your security and identity in the Father. And you come from the Father and you go back to the Father. Show us, Lord, how to be secure right now. Just as we enter into this passage, just bring roots down deep, Holy Spirit. Secure and anchor each and every heart into the security that they are known and loved by the Father. The Father delights in them. The Father says, that's my son. That's my daughter. You belong to me. Serve from this place. Work from this place. Rest from this place. Find your belonging in this place. Thank you, Lord. We ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's read this passage again. I'm going to start at verse 13, verse 2. And during supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, Jesus rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, what I am doing you do not know now, but afterward you will understand. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part in me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but he who is clean all over. And you are clean, but not every one of you. For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, you are not all clean. Again, we have so much to cover here, and I think we're going to only get through an amazing few verses. So we see Jesus is secure in his identity. And what does he do from that security? I love right before this, he says he knew that he had come from God and he was going to God. He knew his destiny. He knew his identity. He knew his mission. It says he rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet. There's so much in Jesus' action of washing the disciples' feet. There is so much there. Jesus, he serves out of a place of identity, out of knowing who he is. He knows he's the king. He knows what the Father has given him. And he, out of that place, he rises and he gets low. He rises. He laid aside his garments. And I love this because it makes me think of the incarnation. That Jesus, he doesn't lay aside his divinity. He's fully God and fully man. But the picture of Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father, he lays aside, in a sense, his kingly position. He's still fully God and fully man, but he leaves his throne to take on flesh. To take on human flesh, to become humble, to walk as a man. This is just what this is like. He rises from supper. He lays aside. He rises from his throne. He comes down to earth. He's born as a man. He walks our life. He girds himself with a towel. He takes on our humanity. Jesus Christ takes the form of a slave. When he comes down from his throne, he's born of the Virgin Mary. And he takes the form of a slave. That's what Philippians 2 tells us. He takes the form of a servant. He goes low. And here we see him taking the posture of a slave once again. That the disciples, when they're walking around, in dust, literally. Their feet are so dirty. Their feet are so dirty when they're walking around. They're walking around in sandals. And so they would have had very, very dirty feet. And so this would have been objectively a disgusting job. This would have been a job that the servants do. They come in and they wash their feet. And so it's a shocking thing. It's a shocking thing for Jesus to do what the servant would have done. And he washes their feet. He cleanses their feet of the dirt. So Jesus, at the Last Supper, he takes the place of a slave. He knows his hour is coming. He knows he's going to die. And this is the last thing he does with his disciples. He serves them in this way. He gets down to the lowest place. At that dinner, the person who washed the feet, that was the lowest place. He takes off his garments as teacher. He puts on the garments of a slave. He puts on the robes of one who cleanses feet. And he gets on his knees and he washes. And this is what Jesus does for us spiritually. Again, he comes down from heaven. He keeps his divinity, but he lays aside what that looks like. He takes the form of a slave. Although Jesus was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to grasp. Rather, he humbled himself, taking the form of a slave. It's Philippians chapter 2. He takes on human flesh. He girds himself with human flesh. And he goes low, and he dies. And in the form of a slave, in the lowest place, he dies on the cross. And he doesn't wash us just with water, but he washes us with his blood. And he cleanses us from our sin. It's this beautiful foreshadowing. Jesus now is washing their feet from dirt. But what he'll do on the cross through the shedding of his blood is he will take the place of a criminal and he will wash our souls of the dirt and stain of sin. He's showing them what the Son of Man has come to do. And it's amazing that he says the hour has come for the Son of Man. And what's involved in the hour of the Son of Man is service, is humility. It's not just the cross, but the Son of Man saying, I'm loving these people till the end. This is what's involved in the hour of the Son of Man. Humility, not self-righteousness, not putting ourselves above people, putting aside our pride, putting aside what looks good for us on the outside, getting low, washing the feet of others, loving them till the end. This is what Jesus does in his final hour. He takes the form of a slave. And he not only does he foreshadow what he'll do on the cross, but he foreshadows what will happen to us in baptism. Puts the water in the basin and he says, I need to wash you. I need to cleanse you. What I'm doing now, you don't understand. But in 24 hours, Jesus will have died on the cross. In just a few hours, he'll be arrested. He'll be betrayed by Judas. He'll be arrested, and this act of washing his disciples' feet will resound into his passion narrative. He cleanses them. He gets down on his knees. Picture the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords washes the feet of those he loves. And just like he invites us to imitate him in his security in the Father, he says, be secure in the Father, now imitate me. Get low. Get as low as you can go. Be the lowest one. Be the last one. Set aside your pride. Don't grasp. I will give you all that you need. You will be satisfied in me, just like I'm satisfied in the Father. And in this hour of Jesus, what is required of the followers of Jesus is to follow him into his death, but to serve. So how are we serving? How are we following Jesus to the lowest place, friends, in your life, in your workplace, with your family? Think about even coming up with the holidays. How can you die to yourself? How can you go to the lowest place? How can you not make your preference first? How can you wash the feet of the people God has given you to love? Let's think about that and reflect on that. Jesus Christ came as a man, and he went to the lowest place for you and for me. Join us again tomorrow as we continue on John 13. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.